we understand that people want to, you know, view the bear in Illinois and view the bear in central Iowa because it's not something that's common, and it's understandable to want to take pictures. But people are creating an environment that could potentially stress the bear out and alter its natural behavior and its natural path. We're trying to just let the bear go where it needs to go. We're not sure exactly where its final destination is, but we're trying to let it get there as quickly and as easily as we can without it being stressed out. We don't want to have to tranquilize and relocate the bear. We don't want to have to put the bear down if it becomes aggressive. And thus far on its entire journey, it's encountered, you know, thousands of people, pets, livestock. It hasn't been aggressive at all, thankfully, but we need to keep people as far away from it as possible. I've talked to families along the way, and it's kind of interesting to me, if you would take your family to Canada or Minnesota or Wisconsin and Tennessee, where they have a bear population established, you would be telling your kids, stay away from it, be alert, stay by me, don't go near it, don't make noise, don't surround it with vehicles, don't, you know, do all the things that people in Aquaca were doing yesterday. But because it's in Illinois, it's like all those precautions are out the window, and everybody just wants to get as close as they can, and it's putting themselves at risk, and it's also not good for the bear. We want it to maintain its travel and get there safely.
Yeah, and so you had said, because the other question I get is, well, why isn't DNR taking care of this bear by, you know, basically taking it into custody? And you kind of answered that is, unless it's aggressive, causing problems, it's an animal of nature.
We've had bears travel through Illinois, more so in northern Illinois than any other part of the state. But we just want to let it be. We've had mountain lions travel through. We've had wolves travel through. And unless it poses a risk or it's in danger, which the situation yesterday was not a good situation, then obviously we have to reevaluate, you know, our course of action. But our main goal is to let it travel to its final destination safely.